Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
(800) 259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us today here on air. If you just tuned in, we are live on this Thursday, ninth day of January 2014. And I wasn't trying to be overtly, overly dark last hour. That's just what comes out when you study what the establishment's doing, who they are. They have been given over to corruption for so long that only people that enjoy evil could do the things they're doing. Just watching them has deranged me to a certain extent. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Just sitting here watching what they do, watching what they engage in, seeing the different things that they do, has absolutely, I think the word scarred my mind. And I don't get mad at people that are in denial because I realize it's too scary for them to admit to themselves. And that's the secret that evil's always been able to get over on the individual and groups, is that we just can't imagine it's really that bad. And it's almost like rude or intrusive to talk about the bad things that are going on. So let's just paper it over. Let's just deny it. And then that's what allows the evil to grow and grow and grow like a giant wall of slime until the dam breaks and then the whole civilization implodes. And that's the issue I wanted to get into with you today and cover the news, is that we've already seen a collapse of morals. We're seeing a collapse in the value of the dollar. We're seeing depressionary type things happening in many regions of the country and the world. We're seeing the papering over of the facade wearing thin. And people are really starting to get the fact that we've been betrayed. But what do you think is going to happen when the next level of the collapse comes into play? I mean, the government is gearing up for urban warfare, domestic roundups, FEMA camps, financial collapse, armoring all their facilities, Social Security facilities, all the places where people will be coming wanting money. And they wouldn't be doing that if there wasn't a plan, just look at them in the third world over and over again, to implode everything for 6 months or a year and use the ensuing social unrest as the pretext to bring in stabilization forces, which I will want, even if they stage the implosion and the social unrest, I'm not going to want people to burn down cities. I'm not going to want society to break down. And so we will welcome the troops, and then they'll be seen as heroes, but then they'll never leave. And then we fully converted over to the new civilization, which is a devolving, imploding tyranny of a civilizational development. I mean, what do you call a scientific application of tyranny through a technocracy where you consolidate the resources and build hyper-technological centralized reservation towers while the rest of the civilization is poisoned culturally, physically, spiritually, and denigrated and brought down? I guess you call that neo-feudalism or hyper-neo-technocratic feudalism, I guess would be the term that I would have to use. And I'm sitting here watching them build it. Their blueprints are public. They're building the giant dehumanization grid. You can already see that they've fed our legs into it. Now it's chopping us up towards the hips. And I'm desperately trying to pull myself and my family out of it, and I don't have the strength. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live Thursday, ninth day of January 2014 transmission. We're going to open the phones up on any issue you wish to discuss. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. You can read our breaking reports on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've sent our great reporters and film teams out to California, and they found 1,000 times increased radiation in the beach areas outside San Francisco. And we have maps of the beaches and GPS coordinates and all of that up on InfoWars.com in the articles on those subjects. They went to the Golden Gate Bridge and found only slightly increased radiation levels. They've now been at the Humboldt Nuclear Power Station and have not found increased radiation levels. And I'm thinking about some of the other places I'm going to send them in the Bay Area before we then send them on up the coastline to check other areas of the West Coast, and then we're going to send them back down to the southern area of California after they go up to Seattle. But the reason we're out there is major university studies, Fox News and others covered it. And in fact, I have those articles right here. We'll actually put those back up on screen for folks. The reason we're there is for the stories that came out back in November. Wave of radiation from Fukushima will be 10 times bigger than all of the radiation from nuclear tests combined. And it, we then go through the other reports, again, that Fox News reported back in November that they were set coming up in the first 4 months of this year to have increased radiation levels from Fukushima hitting the west coast of the United States. So that's why we're there, breaking that down and giving people numbers. And there's Anthony Gucciardi's article, Government Media Cover-Up Fukushima Radiation Wave Hitting the U.S., a radiation level spike and mutated wildlife washes ashore. Government and media promote delusion, saying that it might be plastic utensils that put off the radioactive release. In fact, I think it's important we go back to that Fox News article from November for folks, that radioactive wave to reach U.S. in New Year, and they asked, is it safe? Well, we can't know that because there's not any real debate scientifically going on. There's not any real media coverage going on. You would think that that's something that would be covered. There's the headline. Is it safe? Radioactive Japanese wave nears the U.S. And then it goes over the government university studies saying that it's set to hit in early 2014. Well, we're there, and the health department is confirming in San Francisco that the level has gone up. Fukushima locals have also been talking about the fact that they're having health problems as well, but their media continues, and the government to a great extent, to whitewash that. So that's why we're covering that. There's a lot of other news breaking and unfolding on those subjects at the same time. Here is some of the articles that are up on Infowars.com. White House says record low temperatures caused by global warming. I'm going to be getting into that report. John Planetary Regime Holdren, that's the guy that says put poison in the water in his own book, Ecoscience, insults our intelligence with more quack science. Increased radiation found near Redwood Forest. We have that report. Arianna Huffington again courts the global elite in effort to undermine alternative media. They're creating new fake synthetic astroturf alternative media with Bill Gates and others. New radioactive hotspots found on the California beach. Racist storm over video of black toddler spouting obscenities. We obviously can't play that, but the video is up on Infowars.com. Pentagon agency admits it's begun stockpiling potassium iodide due to Fukushima. Ford exec says we know everything and that everyone who breaks the law, thanks to our GPS in your car. I mean, this is just total criminality where they're all in your face bragging about how they spy on you. And if you're waiting for an economic collapse, just look at what is happening to Europe. We're going to be breaking all that down today after I take some of your phone calls here. Some of the news that is also out there at places like GrudgeReport.com. There's an outbreak of nightmare bacteria in Illinois, stirs worry. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that probably killed my uncle. Borrowers hit social media hurdles as the social media spreads information. Olympic security alert in southern Russia. Security alert in southern Russia as bodies found in bomb-rigged cars, and that looks like the cars didn't get remote control to their destination on time. The old trick in the book is to drive a car, park it, put a dead body in it, and then detonate it, say a suicide bomber did it. Then you can blame it on the patsies. That's usually a false flag sign to see something like that. All right, continuing here with the news. First North American death from bird flu. Again, we already mentioned this, but it's just an incredible person heading up IRS investigation, an Obama donor, just total open criminality in your face, just normalizing it. Colorado pot smokers fight for right to fly with marijuana. A resident introduces a weed and food pairing menu, hash oil, explosion, maims, kills, destroys homes. You know, here's my deal. You have a right to be a pothead, and you have a right to smoke pot, and I don't think you should be put in jail. And I'm against the drug war, and I always have been before it was cool. But there's also people that abuse it, and who it's their whole world, and all they care about is marijuana, and no other liberties, no other freedoms. And that's why George Soros is promoting marijuana legalization, is because he thinks it's going to pacify the public. But what they're doing is they're making it legal, but also illegal, where they can still throw you in jail when they feel like it, as the fake drug war just rolls on. But it is very, 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 very frustrating to see all of this unfolding. The good news is we're in the fight. People are beginning to wake up, and we can turn the tide against this, but people have to really understand there is a conscious criminal attempt to just normalize all this corruption, to just flaunt all of this garbage in everyone's face. California, as you know, is one of the most bankrupt states in the United States after Michigan and Illinois. And Governor Jerry Brown set to propose billions more in new spending. Amazing. Let's go ahead and let's take some phone calls here. Let's talk to Scott in Michigan. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. First, I'd like to definitely tell you I understand your frustration. Most people say they've had it up to here and they put their hand below their chin, or they say they had it up to F in here and they put their hand up to their forehead. My arm isn't long enough anymore, man. I'm right there with you.
So what do we do about it? I say we get aggressive with the globalists. We just expose them and call them out as crooks.
Yep, and that's exactly what my second part is. I need to break a couple of radio rules and give my name and phone number, but I swear...
I'm not going
to
let you do that, man. Because if I let you, then everybody will do it, and people will give out fake numbers. It's not that I don't think you're a real person. If I let you, then everybody will start doing it, and then somebody will say my name's John Johnson, and then he'll give out his ex-wife's phone number to harass her, and his name's not really John Johnson. You understand?
Yep, fully understand. Can you give me, put me on hold and take my number and have me maybe come back as a guest for a short segment? That way I can do the same thing over a segment.
Man, I can't really screen calls and do this administrative secretary stuff on air, bro. I mean, I need a vacation, quite frankly. Yeah, thank you for the call. We don't really screen your calls, so it makes for really cool calls because neat people can get in who have, you know, a lot of really interesting info. But then they want me to diagnose, you know, their illness on air or help them with their kids that are being stolen on air. And again, it's that thing of being in a lifeboat that's sinking, everyone trying to clamor on board. And, you know, it's not a radio rule. You can't call in and give your name and phone number out because we don't know who you are. And there's a reason. I mean, it would basically be illegal. Or let's just say this, I could be held civilly liable. There's been a lot of cases of this where people call up and give out fake phone numbers or say they're somebody who they aren't. And I'm not saying you're saying that. And the people get mad at me when I let them do that. When if you were in my position, you couldn't do that. So we'll go to break now and try to come back and take calls again. 800-259-9031. And, you know, sometimes it's good for me to just say, here's the topic, we're going to talk about this, because we tend to get good callers when we do that. I guess I ask for it when I say, call in about whatever you want. You know, if people have a political idea or something, they should put it on a website, present the idea, and then say who they are, give their number that way, and then if your idea is interesting, people will end up contacting you. But, I mean, there's nowhere on earth you can just call into a national radio show and say, you know, call me, contact me, I want to go get organized here. They do have some shows like that on local rural radio where you can call and say, I got a 1992 John Deere tractor that got good tires on it and everything. I'm willing to sell it for $5,000. And people can write to me at P.O. Box, and then you can do it that way. Or I'm going to be down at the swap meet tomorrow. You can come on down to that. But this show's not based on that. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is we're not finding increased radiation levels everywhere. We didn't find them at the Golden Gate Bridge. They were slightly elevated. We didn't find them at the Humboldt Nuclear Power Plant where you'd expect to find it. But we did find it in the redwoods and different beach areas around San Francisco. So very, very interesting. And, of course, the radioactive waves are continuing to come in. We're going to have reports at the bottom of the next hour from our crew on the ground as we attempt to see how bad the situation is. But the good news is it's not radioactive across the board. Most of this is probably natural radiation contamination out of fissures in the earth. There's natural radon and other things down in there. But radon and other natural forms of radiation are increasing across North America like never before seen in the studies I was reading just a few days ago. So that's another question. Why is this happening? And, of course, there is some Fukushima radiation there, but nothing like it is in Japan itself. So this is a positive thing so far for a lot of folks out in California and on the rest of the West Coast. We're going to continue to track up the coast, but hopefully we find other areas that aren't contaminated as well. But let's go back to your phone calls now. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Happy New Year to you. Man, oh, man, we're going through some crazy times, my friend. We really are. And, you know, it's so amazing, really, to see not only the elevated radiation levels out in the Pacific Northwest, but we're getting radiation levels here in the Midwest. I'd be sure to say we're getting radiation levels all throughout the country, unusual amounts of radiation levels. You know, my friend, my buddy who helped me in Genetically Modified Society out of St. Louis, Michael Janich, he helped put out a video where he tested the snow. He just put out a video yesterday. I think it was like 69.4 levels of radiation in the snow. He tested some the salmon seafood patty, and there's radiation levels in that. And it's so interesting, Alex, you said your crew was out at a nuclear facility owned by PG&E, Pacific Electric and Gas Company. And when I did my documentary last year, which I submitted for your contest, Genetically Modified Society, I was able to speak to people with knowledge from PG&E that they themselves are conducting weather modification programs and geoengineering programs. I spoke to Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, the Democrat out of Rhode Island, who constantly talks about, oh, we need to do something about climate change. Oh, we need to do something. You know, it's our fault. He admitted to me that he knows and is aware of geoengineering programs taking place in the U.S. A member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Mark Levy, told me during a conference call that, yes, indeed, the president is aware of geoengineering programs, although he won't endorse it publicly because of the controversial nature that it involves. He will endorse it through a surrogate like the National Academy on Sciences, which just did a closed-door meeting conference in Irvine, California, back in December. You know, the National Weather Service, the director lied to me to my face at a conference telling me, oh, there's no weather modification programs going on. If there is, it's done by private corporations, when the government themselves, the Federal Aviation Administration, is permitting all geoengineering programs taking place in the skies. Alex, this is a huge cover-up going on, and you know, we're only at the tip of the spear in terms of exposing these geoengineering programs.
Well, what you're saying is absolutely on target, and I've seen your documentary, and I've done the research as well, and there's all this geoengineering going on, there's all this genetic manipulation going on, there's all this weather modification happening, all this manipulation by the shadow corporate government worldwide that is literally turning us all into guinea pigs. They have this long history of lethal testing. And as you said, we've had articles that have gone nationwide on Infowars.com showing citizen activists with Geiger counters showing very high levels of radioactive increases coming from the snow, coming from areas in Kansas, you name it, Missouri. Back when Fukushima first hit, they found high levels in the milk, the food, you name it. But it was just back in the newspaper. It was a very, very minor situation for the establishment media. But for us, it's a big deal because they have this history of covering up things that are devastating because they could care less about us. And then it allows industry and governments to be so incredibly toxic and to get away with everything. It's lawlessness by the establishment. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew.
I'll tell you right now, folks.
I've been down on bended knee.
The reason we're in California is we know the radiation levels are increasing. We know that the university studies are showing that there is increased radiation coming in new waves. Will you guys bring me that Fox News article that we printed earlier on that? Thank you. The one we had earlier? That was from November. Okay, thank you. It's been added to that stack? Okay, fantastic. There it is. Yeah, that's out of Ceylon. Fukushima radiation set to hit U.S. by 2014. Thank you. And then we'll go to some of the phone calls. But the issue is that's why we're there, to draw attention to this and to see if that's really the case. and to try to ask why the media in California is not covering any of that. Thank you. It says, is it safe? Radioactive Japanese wave nears the United States. And then now we have this new article that just broke up on Infowars.com by Anthony Gucciardi. Fukushima madness, plant decontamination system shuts down amid failure as the Fukushima nightmare continues under the wing of plant operator TEPCO. The blatant incompetence of the highly deceptive corporation is once again apparent following a complete shutdown of the plant's decontamination system, the very same system responsible for handling the mass amounts of radioactive water around Fukushima that TEPCO originally promised would be entirely decontaminated by the end of 2014. And instead of fulfilling their promise to decontaminate the plant's radioactive water by the end of 2014, TEPCO now insists that it needs another entire year to finish the job, and this system shutdown certainly will not help in reducing that time. According to media sources and TEPCO official statements, the failure of the advanced liquid processing system may take a long time to restart. What's worse, however, is that this is not the first time the system has been shut down due to failure. And it's the same thing with vaccines. They call them safe and effective. They use that term. That's like saying cocaine is safe and effective, or arsenic is safe and effective, or jumping off a cliff without a parachute, tower jumping is safe and effective. They're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's this delusional attitude they want to foist on people, but they're also themselves smoking their own dope, is what I'm trying to say. And it's very, 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 very frustrating. So let's go to Kerry in Washington. Kerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about your uncle and your cousin.
Oh, no, thank you. Well, they've gone on to be with the Lord, so thank you. What you calling about today, sir?
I got two comments that people don't know. You know that they put equivalent to a gag order in Japan. Anybody get caught talking about anything that's going over there, 10-year prison sentence automatic.
Yeah, they signed an executive order via the Diet, their Congress, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, and not only that, but do you know that China stopped all importation of all shellfish on the West Coast, including Alaska?
I did know that, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I got one favor to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Can I plug my YouTube site?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's called Kerry Helms Boots. If they put that in there, then that'll take them to... In 1992, I went to Boots Randolph nightclub in Nashville. And I taped this whole show with his permission. And I put it on YouTube. And the reason why I used Helms for the last name is I was Bobby Helms' manager for the last 21 years of his life.
Interesting. All right. Anything else, sir? What do you think about the whole Chris Christie situation and shutting down a bridge to get back at someone?
Yeah, I don't like that guy. I don't like him at all. I mean, we don't have it. I don't know who next is going to run for Christ. I hope Jesse Ventura and Howard Stern run for Christ's sake.
Yeah, he'd be probably better than them. All right, thank you so much for calling in. Christie fires aide in bridge scandal as U.S. opens inquiry. Oh, the Justice Department is. Governor Chris Christie apologized to the people of New Jersey on Thursday, saying that he was embarrassed and humiliated by revelations that a top aide and other close associates ordered lane closures on the George Washington Bridge to deliberately snarl traffic as an act of political vengeance. He said he fired that aide, Bridget Ann Kelly, a deputy chief of staff, whom he called stupid and deceitful. The revelations became public yesterday when a series of emails and texts showed that members of the administration and others were deeply involved, contradicting the governor's own earlier public statements on the matter. Oh, yeah, he ordered it, folks. That's what this is all about. That guy's a total thug. I am heartbroken that someone I permitted, and I'm sure is getting Swiss bank account money now to fall on the sword, I am heartbroken that someone I permitted to be in the circle of trust for the past 5 years betrayed that trust, he said. in a somber and humbling news conference, Mr. Christie fielded pointed questions for almost 2 hours. He acknowledged that he would have to work to restore the trust of the people. "I'm a very sad person today," he said. "A person close to me betrayed me." Oh, yeah, right. Folks, what about when they don't build new roads in the state of Texas because all the money basically goes to build toll roads that then they charge the public for using? It was like Obama came out a few days ago and was saying it's wrong to not extend all these unemployment benefits. You know, it's wrong to say that it encourages people not to work, that you can stay on unemployment for 2-3 years. It's very mean-spirited. He was countering Rand Paul. And you know what's really mean-spirited? What's mean-spirited is deindustrializing the country and devaluing the dollar and setting up a system where only the insiders can operate and trying to bring in more unskilled labor to drive down wages even more. That's what is really hurting people. So again, they cut your legs off and give you a pair of crutches. And so they always use roads and the shutdowns of roads and all of this. It's all social engineering. It's all I'm in control. I'll shut the road down if I want to. This is what they do. The Queen of England, I've told this story probably 20 times, and I witnessed it when I was there in 2005, days after the London bombing, to cover it. And we rode around on one of those big double-decker famous red buses so I could shoot footage, B-roll footage for my film Terror Storm. We even have this on video, and the Asian lady with a British accent, who was the tour guide on the top, said, you have free speech in England, but do not criticize our queen or you can be arrested. That's actually on the books. They just can't enforce it because it's so criminal. And she said, "Today, this road and that road are closed at her pleasure to show that she owns the city of London and its roads." And I didn't even know that and went and looked it up later. And my dad was like, "Oh, you didn't know that? She shuts down major rivers and major canals randomly to exercise her power. And she shuts down random roads every day in London to show that she owns the roads." I didn't even know that. And I've read a lot of history books. We should look up the history of that again and do a report for the nightly news or the radio tomorrow about how, you know, the Queen shuts down roads like Chris Christie and then tie it in. But, oh, when she does it, she's wearing a Miss America crown. She's the chieftain. I mean, you laugh at pygmies and people wearing headdresses and stuff and jumping around a fire. It's the same deal. The Queen in big regalia with a scepter and a giant crown on her head and everyone bows to them and, oh, let me go to England and curtsy and bow to you and kiss your hand. And then people get mad at Dennis Rodman. They get mad at Dennis Rodman because he is a complete idiot and a buffoon, and obviously drunk out of his mind on television. But he goes over there to be with Kim Jong-un because he pays him millions of dollars with his moron entourage and talks about how great, and like, do you know why? They're like, well, this man got detained for no reason. Do you know why he did? And they're like, yeah, he had a Bible. So Dennis Rodman is defending people being disappeared because they had a Bible. Well, he ought to run a public school in the U.S. That basically already happens to you here. So separation of church and state means you can't have a Bible anywhere, period. So it's easy to hate on Dennis the joke Rodman, but that's not even the issue. I was watching CNN last night, and they just kept going over how pathetic he is and how Sting gets money from dictators in Uzbekistan or whatever. And isn't it terrible these people get millions of dollars to perform for dictators? And there was CNN on record because of Amber Lyon going public and others, where foreign governments will pay up to $400,000 per episode for a news program about their country as a payoff to not have negative news of them killing political activists and stuff. There's CNN who gets paid off to cover up the mass murder, then criticizing the one country they're allowed to criticize, North Korea, because I guess they haven't made payments to CNN, feeling good about themselves when they are 100 times worse than Dennis Rodman. And as a guy that has a news division, has a radio show, imagine when I was driving back last night thinking about this from East Texas. I was frustrated, wanting to call my reporters and wake them up to say, hey, somebody do a report on this. Because that's the torture of my job, is I'm not just a radio host, TV host, news guy, person trying to build, you know, a better media platform to get the word out. I'm tortured by how many ideas I have of the hypocrisy that I can never deploy to expose the hypocrisy. So thank God I've got this radio show where I can get on air and I can talk about all this stuff. You know, at least I can talk about it and point the hypocrisy out. Briefly, this broadcast is listener supported, and when you get a nightly news subscription at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, you get all my films, my book on text, Watson's book, ebook, just thousands of special reports, you name it, PrisonPlanet.tv, and you're funding and supporting the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar, the very leading edge of the fight for human liberty worldwide. And we couldn't have done any of this without you. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. One membership for a year is 5 months off right now. You get 5.3 months free is what the deal comes out to when you sign up for a year right now for $39.95. Or you can simply sign up for a monthly trial membership. And each membership, whether it's a month or a year, is 11 memberships. 11 people can use the username and passcode to be able to see the nightly news, see the higher quality podcast, The Daily Show, the live feed of the show, everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I was talking to my cousin's girlfriend last night, really classy, nice lady, and she's been dating him for years, but she's never listened to my show till one of her coworkers, she's in medical management, gave her last year his username and passcode to log on. She goes, oh, I know that guy. That's my boyfriend's cousin. And now she's a fan of the show. And on her lunch break, watches the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And she was telling me about stuff I had on the show last week. So there I was at my aunt's house out in the East Texas countryside after his burial last night, talking to her. And then about how then she shared the passcode with somebody else. Now they're watching it. And now the whole office on their lunch, or large portions of it, listen to the audio feeds, the free audio feeds, and have downloaded the free iPhone apps. And then how from, she works for a big company, how an IT guy came by to work on their computers. And he said, what are you listening to there? And she said, Alex Jones. He goes, well, now I respect you. And by the way, when somebody tells me something like that, it's humbling. It's humbling to hear that people respect me, and then I want to do a good job for you. I want to cover all the news. I want to try to fight the tyranny. And some shows are really effective and good, and others aren't. But we're trying. I'm killing myself here, folks, to literally try to fight these people as hard as I can. And I don't know why I'm just saying that. It's just that that's all I think about is how real this is, and the responsibility. And I just wish more people out there in America who are halfway awake realize that you're just as important as I am, or more so. In fact, you're more important. You need to not thank me and not tell me what I need to do. I need you to spread the word. I need you to take action. And by the way, that's happening. And that's an incredibly positive thing. We couldn't have done any of this without you. Take the InfoWars Life products, the high-quality Chiapas, High Mountain, organic, grown in the volcanic soil. We couldn't have done that without you. High quality, folks are loving it. We couldn't have developed the fluoride shield with the nascent iodine and the five other key ingredients to help detoxify your body without your support. And it's been a big success. We're able to fund our operations, so I should thank God for that. The blessings are incredible. And then, of course, we've got the survival shield, which is sold out, but the truck gets here next week. So effectively, it really isn't sold out. You get your order in, we'll get it out to you by Thursday or Friday next week when the truck's supposed to get here Wednesday. But Survival Shield is sold out right now. You can still order it at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got some other amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com by the folks at Inner Food, Inner Health Botanicals, Amazing Detox, and other systems. Their superfood is available there as well, their classic inner food. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And lastly, this entire hour was brought to you by the great folks over at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. They've got a whole line of the best preparedness products, period. Seeds, organic food, the whole nine yards, live straw, all the best stuff. You notice we sell some of this, too, because we only carry the best stuff as well. So that's the great folks over at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Delicious and easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops. Storable 25 years, and you support the broadcast while being prepared. The last thing you want to be is not prepared in this crazy world. All right, that's the mid-air refueling. That's how we fund the operation. Thanks for your support. Your phone calls, Jane and Tom and Paul and Jack and others. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
We'll be right back.
republics that know what's happening. And we've got to spread the word. And we've got to fight the incredible... Now, what's the word for it? It's beyond apathy. It's almost like folks have given up in society. And it just upsets me to see the poverty. It upsets me to see a system trying to make us poor, to politically control us, and admitting in their own white papers that's the plan. And then seeing Obama up there on TV claiming he wants people to have prosperity. And to see the globalists, the Chamber of Commerce that promoted NAFTA and GATT and all these other things, and our deindustrialization now promoting totally open borders, which will just devastate the country. I mean, if Switzerland let everybody in, they would have incredibly low standard of living, and they would be a collapsed society. But they only let people that are scientists or inventors or who are successful in and who have money, so the place is just incredibly nice. And again, then you can use a wealthy country like that to build up the countries around them, like Libya was doing to the rest of Africa. You don't bring Libya down to bring up Africa. You don't bring down South Africa that was doing better than the rest of Africa to build up the rest of Southern Africa. You have big, rich countries with high standards that then build up the standards of others in a free market system. That's the economics. You don't have the reverse where you lower your standards and transfer wealth to those countries. That's the liberal version of globalism. That's not what's happening. You transfer your wealth to the globalists who control the third world, who use that to then leverage you out in economic takeover. Let's go ahead and talk to Jane. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Thanks.
I used to be a decon tech for the nuclear plants. I worked nuclear outages. And I've actually worked with this stuff and decontamination. If we would have walked up, if we were in a plant and we would have walked up on an area suddenly with the increase in radiation levels that you guys are finding, we would have stopped where we were. We would have gotten our meters, checked it out, and at 100 MR an hour, I've seen on one of your reports that they were showing 152 MR an hour. That would be considered a high rad area. We would post it, and then we would check for loose contamination. If we found loose contamination, then we would look for airborne contamination. And my question here, your people, I don't like this stuff, and I was very careful with it. We can have some protection, but do you guys have like a rad tech or a, what's called an HP technician with your people?
Well, listen, here's the deal. The mainstream media won't go out there and cover it. The government won't go out there and cover it. This stuff's already all over the place. So we're simply drawing attention. You know, I mean, we're lead suits. We're going up to the Redwoods now. Hi, Park Ranger. I'm in a lead suit. I mean, we don't know where we're going to find it. And according to the physicists and people I've talked to, you know, they're saying 150 or 200 the levels. You'd have to be there months for it to have an effect. But, you know, I guess you're saying that's a media whitewash. So explain it more to me when we come back in 1 minute. Don't hang up, Jane. You know, that's what Dr. Busby says. He says any of this isn't good for you. But it's raining on us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.